It is Tuesday, everybody.
Woohoo! Not Monday, even though it feels like it.
It is not Monday. It is Tuesday. You got a free jump on the week. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
What up, kids?
You know, no big deal. Just distance learning started today, so I'm in a really good place.
Okay, good. Probably not.
But I would like to take a vacation from that really good place and talk about the celebrities and what they're up to.
Okay.
Specifically, our boyfriend, Zac Efron.
You guys, we have to do get the Cobra game together. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whenever there's trouble, we'll throw the double with a Cobra game. If you've got the crime, we've got the time with a Cobra game.
Oh, we should have a little tag on there for something hot, because Zac Efron is
real. Yeah.
Zac Efron. Oh, you guys, he has a new girlfriend.
I hate it when he does this.
Only not really, only does, kind of. What? Only, trust me, it's a beard situation. I know all about
she
it.
She has a beard?
Follow me on the tale of the unemployed beard. Yes, friends. There are a bunch of stories broke over the weekend. I know you were busy doing your vacation-y things, trying to avoid reality and not paying attention to what Zac Efron was up to. You're welcome. I did the heavy lifting and paid.
Thank you for staying hot on that.
Close attention to Zac Efron stories on the internet that were busting out everywhere over the weekend, that he was out and about with his quote new girlfriend. Now, this is a woman we've met before. If she sounds familiar, good news, because we've talked about it. So in the last few months, anyway, you might remember the name Vanessa Valladares.
I do. I feel like she was like a waitress, waitron at a local restaurant in...
This place is so, so delightfully Zac Efron slash hipster slash Australian bougie.
Okay, so it's like earth vegan,
literally
patchouli,
literally
platter.
Yes, and so we met her there at this like sort of hippie hipster vegan cafe.
Which, can I just pause for a moment? Yeah. I don't want to get like too far ahead of, but when we saw those initial pictures of the two of them at that cafe, it was kind of suspect.
Well, yeah, I mean, it just kind of came out of nowhere, and this was at a time where we didn't really know what Zac was doing or where he was.
Right.
And the first hint we got was that he was in Australia and that maybe there was this other girl involved. Well, now we have the thing that developed this weekend, photos of them showing up in public, culminating in photos from that were published earlier today of them holding hands.
Mm.
So seemingly taking things to the next level. Whether or not you're in love, holding the hand of an individual of the opposite sex, when most people presume you are a heterosexual, would indicate, even though put an asterisk up there, I'll get to that later, most people would assume that means you're in a relationship. For example, you and a heterosexual man walking down the street holding hands.
Usually that heterosexual man is my husband.
Yeah, and if it's not, people be like, ooh.
Yes, precisely.
Unless it was like your child, and then that, of course you do that. Because you're not dating your child.
Also, nice my 13-year-old just slammed a door in my face when I left, so we're not holding hands in public.
Yeah, no, you're not doing that. Teenagers. So the moral of the story is they want us to think these two are together. Well, people got the goods. And I've been digging behind the scenes trying to find out the truth.
Oh, I bet you have been digging behind the scenes.
But first, we need to find out what people's saying, because exclusive, actually, this is not an exclusive, but there is a, quote, source connected to this story, which means what, Colleen?
The call is coming from inside the house.
I will
say, probably Zac Efron's house.
Probably like his PR team or somebody connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although it's not an exclusive, which is interesting. Anyway, Zac Efron spotted in Australia with rumored girlfriend Vanessa Valladares. They are having fun, says Thoris. The pair got brunch together on Saturday at Lennox Head, Australia. Okay, so what is the source telling us? Well, the source is telling People magazine that Valladares... Oh, by the way, if you are not up the Zac Efron booty like we are in terms of the story, I mean, not his actual booty. I'm sorry, that was a poor choice of words. If you're not up that story's behind like we are, then just know that, like, he has recently shifted his presence to Australia, a little area called Byron Bay, which is populated by none other than Chris Hemsworth. Mm-hmm. Stick a pin in that. Also, the general store, also Vanessa Valadares. Please put that in a corner.
Okay. General store, Hemsworth, Vanessa. Got it.
Okay. So,
a loaf of bread, a container of milk, and a stick of butter.
People, house.
Got it.
So, a source tells People that Valadares met Efron in June in Australia when she worked at the Byron Bay General Store and Cafe. This is, we kind of knew this.
Right.
Zach met
Ness. We were on that story. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, we were. Zach met Ness.
Oh.
Ness.
Oh, okay, we're...
We don't call her
Saving
Vanessa.
Time by a breeze.
We call her Ness. Or should I say, Ness? I don't know how they say Ness in Australia. Rise Zach met... Roy's Ness? Zach met Ness earlier in the summer. They started hanging out in July and recently took a ski trip together. Mm. And by the way, they went to a place called Thredbo. Skiing, of course, possible this time of year in Australia because opposite seasons. Mm-hmm. So they went up into the mountains and went skiing. By the way, winter in Byron Bay looks amazing. They wear a hoodie.
Yeah, I want to go to
and
there.
And they have tropical foliage. Okay, so you can tell they're having fun. She spends a lot of time at his house. Well, the story on the street is that she quit her job at the general store, and she is living full-time with Zac Efron doing, I don't know. She get paid? Well, let's take a look at her Instagram, shall we?
Yeah, I also, can I also throw this out there?
Yeah.
She's always referred to as an aspiring model.
Okay, what does that sound like to you?
Well, that sounds like...
Let's just be clear and honest.
An aspiring model is just somebody who likes to take pictures of herself on Instagram.
Yes, meaning she might be available for other jobs.
Precisely.
Like, sun's out, buns out on her Instagram.
Yes, so if you go over to her Instagram and do a deep dive into the buns in the
this
sun...
This is the second time we've been in people's buns.
Sorry, it's metaphorical buns.
Not on her Instagram.
No, those buns are out.
She is so... You guys, this is so hipster, insty, influencer, fake bougie. Mm-hmm. I like to call it Fuji.
Mm-hmm. Be careful.
Ooh la la la.
She is like literally, like everything is an inspirational quote. Everything has a delightful filter. She looks amazing and she's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So she seems like a person who is perfectly poised to take on a new situation in life.
Yeah.
And so I think that's all interesting, quote unquote. That's a Minnesota interesting. There are very few specifics about her and what she did prior to working at this general store. Mm-hmm. However, when I did a deep dive of the... General Store's Instagram, guess who I found on their page? Remember I told you to put something in the corner.
Yeah, the Hemsworths, Chris Hemsworth.
None other.
General Store, that's what
bread,
I put in the
corner. Stick of butter.
There it is.
So, a quart of milk. Mm-hmm. So, as I'm going through, I'm like, this guy looks familiar. It's Chris Hemsworth's personal trainer is... frequently highlighted by the Instagram account of the General Store, which is this hipster vegan place where you can go. And everybody on that website, by the way, has like sun bleached hair and sun kissed skin. And they're all wearing like threadbare clothes that probably cost thousands. And they just look like it looks like a big influencer photo shoot. Mm-hmm. But he shows up frequently. And I was like, of course he does, because I bet you. All of these people are connected. Chris Hemsworth, who we know lives in Byron Bay. And what does Zach love to do? Like he's like Mr. Fitness, right?
Oh, yeah.
He
likes
surfs and he's fitnessy.
And he's like earthy. Like he likes to survive in the forest.
And you want us to believe that she just happened to be like slinging the vegan lattes at the general store and was like caught the eye of, you know, a Zac Efron who just, you know, sidled up to the, you know, teak bar.
The general store is a front for some shady business.
Oh, wow. She's going all in.
I am going all in. Because we've seen this type of thing before on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Where it basically is, like, for example, maybe an underwear company is actually...
Oh, my God. You're like... She's like smart watering, or what is that thing called?
Yeah, 128
water. 128 water. It's a long story.
That there's like a business that is a legit business, right? Like they sell acai bowls there and like, you know, chia pudding, etc. But everybody is so beautiful. Like it's a catalog.
It's everybody's too beautiful. And Holly, I think you might be able to shed some light on what might be going on because I've heard people say you have a blind item.
I do have a blind item.
And those people were you.
And that was me when we were planning the show.
Blinded by the item.
But you laid out this beautiful, beautiful Cobra Gang theory about what's really going on with Zac Efron. But our good friend NT Lawyer has a totally different story.
Oh, no. Totally different.
Okay.
About who this person could possibly be with Zac Efron. Listen to the blind item.
Okay.
It's really easy to have a companion and sober coach when you are halfway around the world like this A-minus list actor. No one there to really ask any questions.
Oh, so she's a sober coach.
Could very well be.
Interesting.
You're now, to believe NT Lawyer.
Sober coaches, by the way, that's a legit thing for celebrities. Mm-hmm. They essentially hire somebody to follow them around. Lindsay Lohan has had a sober coach. That's interesting. Well,
but
we
this
need
is
to
not
do
the
some...
first time where we have where his sober, his quote sober coach, has been listed as his gal pal, Sammy Miro.
Well, Sammy Miro was not a sober coach, wasn't she? Like,
no, she was. I think if I remember the story correctly,
who was the one that was friends with what's his name?
That was Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh yes, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I like this story.
Now we're talking in code, but Sammy Miro. According to NT Lawyer, who did a massive dump on one of his, that's what he calls it, on one of his podcasts, a big Zac Efron, like, he, like, said everything about Zac Efron. One of the things he talked about was that Sammy Miro
sober coach.
Was his sober coach.
I like this. So she's a beard sober coach. I'll buy that. I was concerned it was some drug stuff, but... Now that you're telling me it's a sober coach,
no,
I think
good.
That's totally believable.
It's on the
Here's
up and up.
Why. Because they need a story and he needs a beard.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm here for this. I also want to let you know very quickly that there is a radio show in Australia that's that likes to comment on this kind of stuff. And
fun.
We should probably get in touch with them.
They're like our people?
They're kind of our people. Cool. They were going off about who this new woman is.
Okay. We'll be reaching out to them. Maybe.
Yeah.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Holly Roberts is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Holly Roberts has brought us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert.
Hey,
Holly. Oh my God, Holly.
Yeah,
thanks
I'm here.
For showing up.
Good job. It's good to see you today.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Derek.
Lay it on thicker.
Let's talk about Derek Huff, you guys.
What a loser.
Well.
No, I'm kidding. He's a winner.
He's a winner in the ballroom because he's back at season 20.
That's what they used to say about me in the 20s.
Okay.
Hey, kicking and stretching, just like Bradley did in his 20s. So Derek Huff returning to the ballroom for season 29 of Dancing with the Stars. He's going to be serving as a judge this season. He's replacing Len Goodman, who's currently in the UK. And, well, he can't come to the United States because we're not doing those things right now.
Yeah, it's not safe.
So Derek is going to be filling in for him this season. Now, Derek Huff previously competed as a pro on Dancing with the Stars for 17 seasons. He won the Mirror Ball a total of 6 times, the most of any other pro on the show. And so congratulations to him. He has a new job.
Listen, I'm going to say some stuff.
Good.
You're welcome.
It'd be kind of weird if you didn't, actually.
My thing about Derek Huff is this. He's a good dancer.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the male pros are really good dancers.
Yeah.
Why is it that he's the one that has, like, risen to the place where he is? Is it just because he's good looking? I mean, I don't know.
No, I don't think so. But I think he's also tried to make a career out of... I mean, he's also done a lot of TV production stuff. Like, his career trajectory is different than a lot of the other professional dancers.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think he's got more credits to his name. And I also just think, like, I mean, not as compared to, say, other dancers, but certainly other celebrities, it certainly makes sense to put him on that panel because he, better than his sister, in fact. Although, was she a pro at some point? I don't think.
Yeah,
she was. Oh, she was? Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So, I mean, I think it's important to have, like, an actual pro there to know, like,
what's going on.
What to actually judge, right?
Well, I feel like that's the role of, why is her name...
Carrie Ann Inaba.
But didn't she make, like, J-Lo dance, or who was she?
World of Dance.
Dance coach for. Didn't she coach some famous musician? No?
I don't know.
Okay.
She was involved in the World of Dance for quite some time.
I'm gonna go over here.
Bruno. And then there's Bruno Taglioni, or whatever his
name is. Tagliatelle?
Tetrazzini.
Oh, we're horrible.
But yeah. He's also a
middle name Turkey.
I mean, they're all real pro-y.
That's good because they're doing it as a job. Mm-hmm. And that's why they're pro-y, as Colleen likes to say. So we're going to be able to watch Derek Hough on the judging panel of Dancing with the Stars
when
the show comes back on Monday.
When is it? Monday? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Monday, September 14th.
She definitely danced with J-Lo because she was one of the original Fly Girls.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes. Let's move on to a future celebrity marriage. Lily Allen and actor David Harbour obtained a marriage license in Las Vegas. The license is valid for a whole year, so it's not like they have to get married this weekend. But they haven't filed for a marriage certificate yet, so they haven't gotten married.
Be on the lookout. I feel like they're going to get married soon. I don't think anybody gets their license like a year prior. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, they're just going to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So congratulations to them. Let's move on to Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne. So there's a new biography special on A&E called The 9 Lives of Ozzy Osbourne. And one of the things we're learning about Ozzy and Sharon's marriage is that one of the not great achievements of their relationship is when Ozzy Osbourne tried to kill Sharon.
Oh, it's so bad,
you
guys.
Oh, my God.
This story is awful.
What?
Yeah, so Ozzy has this to say, that Sharon didn't recognize her husband after he was intoxicated from a lot of drugs, and he was arrested for attempted murder.
And what? He said it was the calmest he's ever felt.
Right. Yes, exactly. He said
when he was trying to murder his wife.
Yeah. He said, all I remember is waking up in jail and I asked the cop, why am I here? And the cop said, you want me to read your charge? So he read, John Michael Osbourne, you have been arrested for attempted murder.
You guys.
Ozzy Osbourne calls that not a great achievement in the field of marriage.
I have to be honest.
to put it mildly. Honorable mention.
They fascinate me as a couple because they've been through some stuff, like a lot of it, you know? I mean,
yes.
He's talky. Like, he tells his stories and we kind of know about his demons. I don't think to the extent that, you know, that he knows about his demons. But she fascinates me because she has stuck with him through so much.
Well, yeah, he cheated on her.
Yes. He tried to murder her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just very...
I kind of feel like I'd be out at the point of attempted murder.
That's what I'm fascinated by, is like, what is it that kept her sticking around?
Well, she also was his manager, I suppose, so there was that whole professional aspect. I don't know.
Hey, Holly, thanks for that dirt alert.
Yeah.
Hey, we need somebody to play our 30-second pop culture challenge, 651-641-1071. That's the number to call to play the 30-second pop culture challenge. We'll give you 30 seconds to answer 5 pop culture questions. If you get them all right, you'll win a prize. We do it every day at 12:30 on the Colleen and Bradley Show. We are going to give you 30 seconds to answer 5 pop culture questions. We do it every day at 12:30 right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show. MyTalk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hey, and this is your 30-second pop culture challenge.
30-second pop culture challenge.
Who's on the phone today, Colleen?
I don't know who's on the phone, Holly.
We have...
Oh my God, I am in such an alternate reality right now. I was waiting for Elizabeth Reese.
Okay.
Oh my God,
guys,
where am
fine.
I?
He's fine.
It
don't
was like,
worry
why don't
him.
I hear Elizabeth?
Everything's fine.
It's fine.
Jake is on the phone.
Oh.
All right. What is Jake playing for?
Oh, I think Jake. We just lost Jake.
Oh no, Jake, I'm sorry.
What is happening?
I think I hung up on Jake.
Rudy, too.
He's like, well, maybe Elizabeth was supposed to call him. Like, they don't want me now.
Okay.
Sorry, Jake. Call back in.
651-641-1071.
Got fat Tuesday fingers.
Well, you know.
Fat Tuesday fingers.
Well, what would Jake be playing for? Word Jake with
Jake
us?
Would be playing for one of these.
A MyTalk 1071 t-shirt.
All right. So let's just wait for Jake.
Do you want to play for Jake?
You know what? How about I do? Okay, I will.
Okay. Have you looked at the answers?
No, I haven't looked.
Okay, good.
I don't have any of Jake's info. So.
Well, whatever. He can call back. If
no,
I
that's
lose,
fine.
Then he's
hold on.
Fine.
Hold on. There's someone on the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, real good. Well, hold on then. Don't worry about it.
Is Elizabeth here, though? I don't know. I don't understand.
Sweetie, Elizabeth is off today, which is why Holly
I think that's why I was so confused. Did we have a dirt alert? I was literally like, wait, don't we do this after the dirt alert? Why are you talking about
a
quiz?
Jake called back.
Yay!
Yay, Jake!
Hey, Jake, you ready to play the 30-second pop culture challenge?
I am. I'm going to do my best.
Fabulous, Jake. Timer will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. Stevie Nicks is a singer in which band?
Oh, shoot. Pat.
Mike D, Ad Rock, and MCA were the member of what hip-hop group?
Oh. God, I have no idea. I'm going to say NWA.
No, The Crown is a show about what monarch?
What's their name? The royal family.
Yeah. What's her name?
The one at the top. Like.
Oh, boy. Jake, I'm sorry.
Jake, I'm sorry you did not win. The 30-second pop culture
challenge.
Glad you
called back, though.
Yeah, me too. And you can try again tomorrow, because we do it every day at 12:30 on the Colleen and Bradley Show. Okay, let's go back and answer his questions. I'm not looking at the answers, so can I just try like we were going to, because it's fun?
So you have to read them, Brad, to her.
Okay, so you're just going to answer the questions.
Yes!
Stevie Nicks is a singer.
Fleetwood Mac.
Because FYI, he didn't get any of these right. Uh-huh. Mike D, Ad Rock.
Beastie Boys.
Okay. The Crown.
Is Queen Elizabeth.
What is the name of Scooby-Doo's nephew?
Scrappy.
And Andre Young is the real name of what music producer?
Hold on. Andre 3000.
Nope.
Andre the Giant.
Nope.
The Fabulous Andre.
Nope.
Okay. What is
Dr. Dre?
Oh, that makes sense. That does make sense. All right. Now that we've answered all of those questions.
Andre 3000.
No, that is his name, right?
Well, from Outkast, yeah. Yes.
That's a person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now that we've answered all of those questions, we can move on to solve some mysteries. We do that.
But when does Elizabeth show up?
He won't be coming, Bradley. You're going to be waiting for a while. Let's solve some mysteries in the form of blind items that Holly's brought for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
No, none of the mysteries involve solving what's in the water today.
Mm.
No, but we have some celebrity gossip mysteries. Here we go. Here's our first one. The expatriate royal is actually pitching several spec scripts that he wrote, most of which are comedies. Two are action movies. All are awful.
Oh my gosh.
We read this one.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
But maybe it's confirmed?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Harry. Yeah. I think we read it when you were gone, Holly.
Okay.
Yeah, don't feel bad. It's all good.
No, but I'm assuming the reason it's up today is probably because he confirmed it, which it hadn't been previously.
So it is confirmed now. So Prince Harry pitched several spec scripts that he wrote, most of which are comedies.
Yeah.
two are action movies, and apparently all of them are
awful. We talked about this, like, oh, I don't understand why, just because you have a, I do, capitalism, America, mm-hmm. why just because you are a famous person, you are, like, given a blank check mm-hmm. for, you know, probably $1 million to write something that nobody has seen. And, like, basically they're saying, like, we'll take it even if it's crap.
And they're gonna.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what they'll do, and here's, okay, let's just actually play the tape all the way through. They're going to take his crap, and then they're going to spend more money on people who are going to shine the turd. They are.
Yeah, it's going to be like in the rock tumbler.
Yes. For, you know, and then when it gets spit out the other side, it won't even resemble what went in. And he won't care because his name is on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he won't care because he's already cashed
right.
the check.
Yes, that also, yeah. too. And such as.
I have a great idea. Let's have a buddy comedy with a guy who cleaned the queen's shoes. Oh. And then he, something very important falls out of a bag and on the road and somebody else picks it up. I can see this
can
happening.
Totally do yeah, this. And we're going to call it the Crown Jewels.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah. Can't wait to see that when it drops on Netflix.
Drops.
It'll drop.
Let's do another celebrity gossip mystery.
Yes!
This A-plus list mostly movie actor likes to have everyone think he does all of his own stunts. The thing is, there have been a stunt double for at least the previous three movies.
Tom Cruise.
For at least some of the stunts. Thank you.
He's the only A-plus list movie actor that we ever talk about doing his own stunts because he wants us to be talking about mm-hmm. him doing his own stunts.
Who else does their own stunts? Like, there's other... I'm going to say something stupid, but I know it's stupid before I say it. There's other famous people who are famous for doing their own stunts,
well,
right?
Jackie Chan, very famous for doing his own stunts
yeah,
back
like,
in the day.
He's real stunty.
Yes.
But isn't there another, like, yeah, maybe I'm making stuff up. Somebody else that's, like, notorious for always doing their own stunts. Whatever. Tom Cruise.
I mean, I think any male actor wants you to think that he's doing his own stunts because you'll frequently hear them say, like, I did some amount of stunt work in this film.
I don't get that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wouldn't. I'd be like,
you want somebody else to do my job and I'll get paid for it? Okay.
Yeah, alrighty.
Yes. Now, this one making headlines today because on the Mission Impossible social media accounts, there is a photograph of a ramp to nowhere. If that's not a metaphor, then I don't know what is.
I bet Zac Efron has done his own stunts.
America in 2020.
A ramp.
We're on a ramp to nowhere.
So, yes, Tom Cruise wants you to think that he's doing his own stunts, but that's really not the case. He has a stunt double for some of them.
Okay.
Right. Okay, one more?
Okay.
All right, here's another celebrity gossip mystery for Colleen and Bradley to solve. They were happy photos, but it doesn't change the fact that it was an ex that caused the life event to occur and that the actor involved in this situation has a ton of issues he's dealing with right now, which makes him really unstable.
They were happy photos.
Yes, happy photos.
Oh, what?
They made headlines last week.
Oh.
Or the week before. I don't. Time and space is relative.
The fact that it was sex, ex-sex?
Well, yeah, ex-sex.
Is this,
yes.
a Brad Pitt situation?
No. So what would happen if somebody had sex?
Baby?
Okay. Oh.
A baby.
Oh, okay.
Oh, who had a baby?
Well.
Katy Perry?
No, it's not who's had a baby, but someone
who's a baby.
In process of having a baby.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So basically we're saying that the reason she got pregnant was some sex with the ex.
Exactly. Not the person that she was sitting in the photograph with.
Ooh.
Oh. Who's the... I mean, it's not Chrissy Teigen, because there's an actor involved in the situation.
Who did we... Can you narrow it down? Because I keep wanting to say it's J-Law, but it's not because she's not actually
pregnant. She comes from an acting family. Her dad was an actor. Her auntie is an actor.
Oh, Roberts. Emma Roberts. Ooh.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Her boyfriend... is Garrett Hedlund, but apparently the father of the child may not be Garrett Hedlund. It may be her ex-boyfriend, Evan Peters.
Ooh.
Well, that's going to be obvious when the baby comes out. You can't hide that. That baby, if it looks anything like
Evan Peters, we're all going to be like...
Yeah. I mean, appropriately named he is.
Mm-hmm. Peters.
Yeah. It's a lot of use out of that thing.
Okay, very interesting. Very interesting. We'll be... don't forget this moment, okay? Because when that baby's born, we have to do like a facial recognition situation.
Are we going to talk to Us Weekly where they can make one of those computer-generated?
Yes, have them do it now.
Yeah.
And we'll
would this baby look like? I just think Evan Peters looks so specific. You know, he has a very distinct look, and I bet his babies would look distinctly like him.
In my experience, from my eyeball experience, babies very often look identical to their daddies right away at birth. And I think that there's an evolutionary reason for that, because the woman carries the baby. When the baby emerges from the woman's body, you know mostly what genetic material that baby has. But then their faces look like the daddies. I swear to you, this is my theory. It's just based on some experience.
I'm going to submit this segment for a Gracie Award.
Thank you!
For science, scientific America.
Welcome to my science. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, I smell a new publationship.
Ooh, what does it smell like?
I'll tell you what it smells like when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Woo. Hi. How's it going?
Yeah, it's good.
We might have a new publationship on our hands, and it smells funky. First of all, what is a publationship, Bradley?
Oh, God.
Ooh, hey.
Wow, are they getting
funky.
Busy?
Okay, well, they were, actually.
Relationship for publicity, man. Celebrities.
And you had a name for this one. I believe you coined this one, Smitchy.
Oh, yeah, Smitchy.
That would be Sophia Richie and Jaden Smith. Okay, so the story goes like this. They were on the beach on Saturday, this past Saturday. Quote, they spent the afternoon playing on the beach together with friends, but Sophia and Jaden only had eyes for each other, said the source to E. What does that mean?
E means entertainment.
thank you.
What are they, now, like in middle school or something?
Yeah, right?
That they were playing on the beach?
They were playing on the beach with friends. They only had eyes for each other.
Somebody called up the Paps.
Yeah,
paparazzis.
But what's interesting about this is note the network that the source is speaking to. What is on E?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Oh, wait.
Interesting, is it not?
Interesting.
Okay, so we go on. They swam in the water together and wrapped their arms around each other. They held hands as they went in and out of the water, and they pulled each other in for a hug. But wait.
There's more.
There's more.
They
were also
it?
Seen, quote, smiling at each other, and they were very flirty the entire day. Then, when they were done at the beach, they went to dinner together at Nobu, and they stayed for several hours and left together in a Sprinter van.
No.
I don't mean
to. What's
did
a
that,
Sprinter van?
That's like a big van. Like, some of them have, like, RV-type stuff on the inside, but some of them are just...
It's the one that, if it was parked outside of your house, you would think it was creepy.
Yeah, you'd be like, I don't know about that.
Oh, it looks like a tourist van, like when we go to the Caribbean and, like, tour the island.
Right, just like that.
Yeah.
Like, from all my experience.
Well, I have a lot of cruise experiences that I'd like to tell you about.
Okay.
Do you have some time?
Nope. Sophia was in a great mood and never stopped smiling. She seems to be having a lot of fun and is very happy. She and Jaden went back to a friend's house for the night. Okay. Now, why is this, like, you know, why am I even paying attention to this, right?
Well, because it's Kardashian adjacent.
It's big time Kardashian adjacent. So, Sophia Richie most recently broke up with, I'll do it, Scott Disick.
Scott. Oh, yeah, you're right.
So, and he is the ex-boyfriend, partner person
Courtney.
Of Courtney Kardashian.
Although they seem to always be on again, off again, off again, on again.
Yeah, but I think there's definitely like an amicable situation happening.
I feel like it's an open relationship,
right?
Which is familiar to Jaden.
Because
his parents.
Exactly. Now, Jaden
and all these people, by the way, live in
Calabasas.
Yes.
Now, what's interesting about Jaden, so you're like, okay, yeah, okay, so I see the Sophia Richie connection. What's the Jaden connection? Well, you'll remember, I mean, it's kind of a loose connection, but I'm going to like throw some other connections.
Not even that loose.
It's not that loose. So Jaden specifically was present and accounted for at Kim Kardashian's wedding to Kanye West. And there was, I mean, a whole pictorial about his friendship with Kris Jenner and Kylie and Kendall. So he's clearly connected. Now, what
also,
else is interesting is the Jordan Wood connection.
I was going to say, they're like family friends with Jordan Woods.
Jordan Wood is their goddaughter, Jada and Will's goddaughter. Now, Jordan, so you're like, okay, you're throwing all these names out there. Who are these people? Jordan is the former bestie of Kylie Jenner, who
is probably still really her bestie. But anyway, she was allegedly getting all up close to Tristan Thompson,
which is Khloe's ex,
man.
Now current,
but that's her
again.
Man. Yeah, these people are all in bed together, quite literally.
I mean, we used to have a flow chart. We can't even the flow chart has changed. But just know this, the web of Kardashian is extensive. And this is, to me, this feels just very arranged. And I don't quite know why. However, this is going to be some sort of publicationship. And it is, to me, all roads lead back to Kris Jenner.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally believable. I don't even think you need to argue a case. It's just like these people are all in the same bubble.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't surprise us that there are going to be relationships sprouting and that they're going to take opportunities to share those relationships with these families who live in the tabloid eye. The tabloid eye benefits all of the above. So Sophia, of course, but Jaden and his family. I mean, every 5 minutes we're hearing about what's going on in that family for publicity purposes. So this doesn't surprise me. Also, I love that Cosmo is like telling this story and then they say, the source is saying blah, blah, blah. Wait, where is it here? Looks like Sophia Richie has fully moved on from Scott Disick with none other than Jaden Smith. Sources tell E! News, who, for obvious reasons, are pretty reliable when it comes to Kardashian adjacent news.
Oh,
I mean, reliable is not the word I would use, but like a tool. They're very tool-rific.
Yeah. Oh, tool-rific. That's cute. I like that. Was Holly, do we have time for that blind item?
Oh, sure.
Blinded by the item.
You guys are on to something. Let me read you this blind item. The momager got involved in a publicity stunt with the celebrity offspring of a permanent A-lister and also brought in the acting couple because they need some positive spinning right
now. Oh, look at that. There it is. That's it. So
it's going to be an upcoming Red Table Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Red Talk Table. What's it called? Red Table
Red Talk? Red Table Talk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they need some positive publicity. Remember, because of the COVID outbreak at Will Smith's production company.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Also, the extramarital affairs between
this is all
Will
just one
and
sick and twisted
distraction
pea party.
Did you say pea party?
Key party.
Oh, thank you.
Like they're all throwing their keys in the bowl.
Okay, got it.
Oh, I thought you said tea party.
Oh God.
Like we were gonna have some Earl Grey.
Hey guys, when is Elizabeth Reese joining us?
I don't know.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, what are you binging right now? I'm talking about
not
on
food.
Television. Exactly. 651-641-1071. What are you binging right now? Tell us about it after this on My Talk 107.1.